The Midweek Drive with Alex Lefchuk and Joy Knight on Siren 107.3 FM.
You see, Joy, you thought I deleted that,
didn't you? Thought you had got rid of that long ago. Wow.
No, I mean, Holly and Rachel haven't even had their own jingles produced as yet, and they've been on for weeks now. It's you know.
You want to have a word with them.
It's a way forward. Joy, welcome back, of course. When you were last on the Midweek Drive, you were the official faculty officer.
Yes, I was.
Since then, of course, College of Arts, whole new change, and your official title now within the university is
PA and Senior Administrator.
PA and Senior Administrator, and that's after doing an MA in English Literature.
It is.
This is what Holly will be doing at this very institution in a year's time.
Wow.
Well, actually, less than a year's time now. In a few months' time.
In September.
It's amazing. And Rachel will probably be doing wonderful things as well. That's great stuff.
Hopefully.
Okay, Cameron, moving on in every sense of the word.
Yes.
I know that secretly you want to take over the Tottenham Hotspur role. The job is available. And if you feel that you know, the urge is coming to actually sort of travel back to the whole system, then by all means do so. You know, that would be sort of wonderful from that sort of point of view. So
it would be nice for Spurs to get somebody that we can win a championship with.
You mentioned that, and I know that you might have thought, oh, well, he's going to hold it back because, you know, things will work through that sort of basis. But I know, secretly, you've always wanted a little blast of...
City, Manchester City.
Yep. League champions, Premier League champions, second time in 3 years, four times in a century. That's not bad, really. And then three times in 50 years. Very good. But anyway, that's a little blast there, it's, just in case, as a Tottenham Hotspur fan, based in Nashville, which is quite unusual. You wanted to sort of just realise that classic scenario there. So there we are. We can play the whole thing for you, Cameron, but I suspect you'd rather like to have your own tune put forward. We do have a message from Nikki Wells. Nikki, who initially was due to be on today, given the second... second Wednesday in the month. Nikki Wells, of course, one of our top writers. She's in the final throes of proofing Fallen for Rock. It's nothing to do with paleontology or geology, by the way, Joy. Determined to push the go to printer button tomorrow. Well, let's just hope she hasn't had her computer changed by learning support or various other things. Meanwhile, the lovely Alex Lefchuk, that's very nice, has very kindly let me swap my customary turn on this week's Midweek Drive on Siren FM for next week, so I can keep you, guessed it, post it. It's marvellous. Penny Evans is listening to the show on Siren FM. She's going to be interviewed in about half an hour's time. Hi, Cameron, she says.
Hi, Penny.
Yeah.
I'm here.
And Samantha Sheldon has said, it's that time of the week again. Okay, yep. Samantha, who has not been on the show, Joy, but I taught her.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I did 25 years ago. That's the last time I mentioned
what?
That.
Yeah. it can't be possible.
I didn't think it was. I didn't think it was possible in any way, shape, or form. And in a different environment, actually. A different, almost be comprehensive school. Yeah, some of my early sort of teaching scenarios there. But as we said, Cameron, I know you've missed his Nashville tunes, haven't you, John?
Indeed, I have. In fact, that's why I'm back today, because I just couldn't stay away any longer.
I do that.
You got a sense of that. And Rachel, I mean, even though it's only been a week, you've missed Cameron's Nashville tune, haven't you, really?
Yes, definitely.
And Holly, even though we tried to actually hum Cameron's Nashville tunes when we were actually covering the Newark and Nottinghamshire show or the Nottinghamshire County show, you've missed it as well, haven't you, really?
Yeah, I'm excited to see what comes up this week.
Yeah, it is. And it actually does tie in very neatly with the aforementioned Penny Evans and Samantha, and indeed, possibly Joy, up to a point in terms of its memory. Yeah. Anyway, it's over to you, Cameron. Would you like to introduce this week's tune?
This gentleman's name is James Keith Norman. We featured his music before. He debuted to international radio with a song called In Trouble Now. From his album That's Right, which was recorded here in Nashville. James lives in the Toronto area. But this is a brand new song from the album. It's the second single, and it goes to radio next week. So we're kind of getting a sneak preview. Here is brand new music from James Keith Norman on Siren FM.
Day.
there am I thinking there's going to be a big final chorus. And no, it's just music that we trail out back in the day. Hey, Joy, back in the day.
Mm.
Samantha Sheldon, obviously listening online because she's based in a different county. So, well, actually, Nottinghamshire, so it's worth that. Likewise, Penny in Buxton. Great stuff. You could have listened online, of course, Joy, from Horncastle.
Are you in Horncastle? I'd never go to Horncastle. I could make a trip there to listen to Siren FM.
But it's a way forward.
I'll perhaps do it from Sleaford, where I actually live.
Well, Sleaford, there we are, you see. Sleaford, which is, of course, Lincolnshire's finest. Unbelievable. Rachel, what did you make of Back in the Day?
I thought it was very good once my headphones worked again.
What can I say? It's still. Holly, you were swinging to that, bopping away.
Yeah, I really liked it. I did. And I like most of these.
And Joy?
I prefer to look forward rather than back. A bit negative, really, isn't it? You know, a bit nostalgic, really. Nice tune.
And that's the pull no punches approach that will have Nicholas Parsons trembling in his bootsteps when he knows that Joy Knight's going to be in the audience. He probably will. Life continues. Because, of course, Joy, you're heading off to see the Parsons Meister.
I am.
Talking about the English language.
Indeed.
And the evolution of that.
Yes.
In about 50 minutes from now. Or 40, 45 minutes from now.
Yes.
You'll obviously just have to listen to the podcast. So I think, Cameron, overall, generally favourable words for James.
Generally, yeah.
It's not the
With
sort of...
one exception. I think Joy went away and became a Russian judge or something. Really.
Yeah, well, don't get me started on Eurovision, because we may just get a little flavour of Donatin and Cleo. Weren't they lovely? Well, Cleo in particular, I thought. Donatin, don't know, but you know, those Russian, those Polish, those shake it. I thought for a moment.
I've got to tell you.
Yeah.
Eurovision. I lived in Canada and I had never heard of Eurovision. Nobody I knew had ever heard of Eurovision until I moved to the UK.
Yes.
And for the first time, people over here are hearing about Eurovision because it's dude with a beard that won.
That would be Conchita, that would be, to be precise.
Yes. Have you seen they've actually made a sausage with her face on now?
Study. I mean, not before 6 o'clock, please. But Conchita Wurst, because of course, hence the sausage, Conchita Wurst, from Austria, Rise Like a Phoenix, actually did the business and actually won. A little sample for you, Cameron. Sounds like Bond, tastes very like fun. Bond, isn't Bond. Bond don't have bearded ladies in his older outfits. Waking in the rubble. What? And so it goes. I'll be sort of
if
more
If it was a Bond character, it would be Dr. Maybe. I think.
Steady on. Anyway, it's nice to see that Eurovision still sort of echoes with Conchita Wurst. And of course, from the Good Omen point of view, the last time Austria won the Eurovision Song Contest, England won the World Cup in the same year. 1966.
Interesting fact.
We are. And I'd bowl that one out there, just as Roy Hodgson's team obviously emerged victorious from the Brazil, which kicks off 1 month today.
Wow. Are they going to have the stadiums done?
Look, they're Brazilian. I'm sure they'll do some sort of samba approach to the whole thing. They don't need to do anything more than that. Just solid samba stuff. Yeah. That's great.
There you go.
We could shoot the breeze forever onwards. But, Holly, have you got any sort of thoughts you'd like to share with Cameron about life, the universe, or questions in general?
Did you watch Eurovision?
No, it's not on over here.
What's the web? What's the internet for? give yourself a treat and use one of those search engines to look out Donatin and Cleo. That's Donatin.
Yeah.
And Cleo.
Iceland were really good. I really liked Iceland.
Iceland, they were my favourite.
I watched about 5 minutes of it when I first moved there and then I thought this is just
you've got a life to do. Did you watch Eurovision this week?
I did.
I predicted 16th. We finished 17th. We, of course, being the Wyomini.
You know, I did like the UK song.
It was better than a lot of the other ones.
Better than
Engelbert, I think we said last week. Better than Engelbert.
I mean, this year it was
better than a lot of past years. It was actually all right.
Brave attempt. Yeah, exactly. But finished in 17th.
But poor old France. Oh,
they deserved to come last.
Yes.
Yeah. They got a couple of...
Their song a tribute to Conchita?
I like that.
That is the insightful point. We'll obviously have to randomly sort that one whole thing through. It could be very confusing for Phil Leonis, as he's making director's notes for us. Phil Leonis, of course, who celebrates the beginning of the eighth year of Chilpack Hollywood. And we get a mention of the direct drive there, and he sort of talks to us as director's notes. If you haven't actually gone online to download chilpackhollywood.com, it's splendid stuff there. Joy, have you got any questions you want to put to Cameron about life, the universe and such like stuff?
Well, it's just so long, Cameron.
Please. I see the double entendre and the... It hasn't actually sort of gone completely. It's still there. It's very good.
No, what are you doing? Just tell me what you've been doing in a snapshot.
Well, we've been working a lot with the Italian group that we're handling, 12N, and getting ready for their arrival. They'll be here in Nashville pretty much for the month of June. And we've got a lot of things booked during CMA Music Festival. Of course, two huge festivals coming up in June. CMA Music Festival, which is essentially downtown Nashville. And then there's Bonnaroo, which is in Manchester, Tennessee. So a lot of people will be going to that, and that's a huge outdoor festival.
Wow, that sounds great.
June is very big here, and a lot of tourists, a lot of artists in town, so it's going to be big.
We talked a lot, of course, about Eurovision so far, and I hadn't mentioned that Penny Evans, of course, who's become one of the show aficionados, Joy, actually, since connecting with us with our Myathon that we did back in 2012 when we saved the world, which was something we actually made.
Yeah.
We did, you know.
Well done.
It's still here, Rachel, it's still here. Ergo, we saved the world. You know, those minds. Anyway, Penny Evans once actually had a song entered for the Eurovision Song Contest entry, and we'll actually hear that particular song.
I can't wait.
Wow. That's right. The excitement is palpable in the studio. It's growing and manifesting in every sense of the word, really. So it's so great stuff. So what can we say other than, Rachel, shall we ask Joy if she can remember those last two questions? Because it's been a while since.
I'm sure she probably can.
Yeah. It's the ones that sort of, kind of like customer service.
I do sort of remember.
Well, go for it, Joy. Yeah. Go. Go,
Cameron, JK. Have you enjoyed catching up with us this week on the Midweek Drive?
It's been especially fun having you back.
Yeah, you see? Yes.
And will we catch up again sometime soon?
You got it. I'll be back next week.
Yay!
Yay! Time for Chain Smokers.
I kept on seeing him look at me while he's with that other girl. Do you think he was just doing that to make me jealous? Because he was totally texting me all night last night, and I don't know if it's a booty call or not. Let me take a selfie.
Notes from a very small island can only mean it's time for our top Jersey correspondent, Anna Maria Lewis, on the Midweek Drive.
Yes, absolutely. So, Anna, have you been taking selfies in Jersey, or have you just been recovering from the Commonwealth baton, actually sort of passing through the island this week? Because, you know, what excitement that was, Joy. You know, tell Richard Fitzwilliams tomorrow morning he'll be beside himself with glee.
Oh, yeah? Well, I was actually in Twickenham at the weekend, and unfortunately there was a rugby match, which meant that the whole area around the station was mobbed by 125,000 people. And some of them were taking selfies, which was more crazy than ever.
It was
mad, Twickenham. You'd have not recognised it.
To use that dreadful phrase, back in the day, to promote Cameron's musical choice once again, back in our day, when we were, because we were actually sort of colleagues at the same university college together, actually, back at London University in Strawberry Hill, all sorts of things, Anna and myself. And we didn't take selfies. We used to get out the magnesium flare, and we used to have to stand and pose for a considerable period of time, and then the people, woof, up sort of flash.
I'm not being funny. I don't think even mobile phones were invented then. I always say, no. Well, they were quick.
Yeah, the high point of our technology was a card which you could purchase from the post office,
and you could
insert the card into one of those public telephone boxes, and that card would enable you to have about £2, £10, and you could charge the card. But once the card was done, you couldn't recharge it. It was actually, that's it, really. So it wasn't,
no, you threw it. That's it. Waste of plastic, of course. But
absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah, still, that's time for you.
Oh, back in the day, eh?
But we were at the time machine on Saturday, were we not, Holly?
Yes. Yeah,
we saw a one-person show, one-man show, doing the whole setup of H.G. Wells' classic. And what did you make of it?
It was a bit strange.
It was a bit strange.
It was a bit strange, but he performed really well. I just don't think it's my cup of tea.
Yeah, exactly.
I found the one-man show concept a bit strange, I think. Well, I suppose if you've seen a few of them, you'll get used to the...
And strangely, it actually worked. Rachel, of course, you could have joined us, but you made alternate arrangements.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Thought,
Had you really?
Honestly. Joy, questions for Anna Lewis about life in Jersey, because she is our official Jersey correspondent, signed up about, when was it, about May last year, Anna? I don't know, when did we sort of start?
Yeah, this has been May last year, about that.
And has become a regular favourite with the Midweek Drive team. So have you ever been to Jersey, Joy?
You know, I haven't, and I don't know hardly anything about Jersey other than that you have a special breed of cow there. And
they love
Eurovision. And Bergerac. If you watch Bergerac of Days Gone By,
Joy is actually quite young.
She needs to go. Might sound old, but yeah.
it would be one of those
Bergerac.
Classic
gold. Wasn't that the same plot? Man who's in Midsummer Murders.
Yes.
John Nettles.
Exactly.
Yes. I have seen Bergerac.
John V.D. Nettles. It's unfortunate, but that's what his parents named him. There we are.
It's probably quite apt.
The views of Joy Knight do not necessarily represent those of the Midweek Drive. Anyway, yes. So where are you at present, Anna? Because you sound as though the wind is blustering there.
Yes, it is a bit. I had to go and rescue and revive my vacuum cleaner. It's a matter of urgency. I have a bird who sheds feathers and birdseed everywhere, and I had to go to the shopping centre near where I live, which is about a minute away from home, but I got waylaid. So I'm actually in the middle of St Brelard's on a sunny but blustery day, and my friend just waving across the car park at me. And yes, the weather's fine here today, but yes, it's it's blustery. It has to be said. And what's Lincoln like today?
Glorious.
Lovely. Really nice.
Oh, you lucky thing. You lucky thing.
Quite literally, yeah. That's a key weather scenario from that point of view. Gabriella Peralta can't come in today. She's got loads of work to do and she's tied up with it. These journalism students and their investigations into bondage, I don't know what they're doing.
Oh dear.
You mean your roller discos?
True, but that was last week, Holly.
It was.
In fact, speaking of which, Joy, you once went on to the Bomber Girls, weren't
roller
you?
Derby.
The Roller Derby thing.
Yeah.
Well, last week, Ilana Rain sent us a video to celebrate her birthday of Bikini Girls, Bikini Roller Disco Girls.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It was most interesting. Phil Leonis is back with us today. I'm sure we'll have much more satisfaction. But keeping the wheels going, Fiene Hill is joining us in the second part of the programme. Hopefully, she was out of signal range last time we tried to reach her. So hopefully she will be back with us with all sorts of other magic there. And Randy Reinholtz will be updating us on how Measure for Measure is his version of Blazing Saddles meets Shakespeare. Which is very exciting. Anyway, Holly, last two questions for Anna, please, as she waves across the car park with her vacuum in hand, all set and ready to do all sorts of other marvellous things.
What sort of bird have you got? Sorry, I just need to know. Is it a parrot?
Sorry?
Have you got a parrot?
A parrot? No, it's a budgie. He flew into the garden about 4 years ago and he adopted us. So now he sits in the window area looking at the garden, but he sheds lots of either seeds or feathers, and he likes flying loose around the house as well.
And what is the budgie's name, Anna?
Oh, his name is Grayson.
Grayson?
He's called Grayson, not as in Grayson Perry, but he's a bit of a blue-grey colour, so we just called him Grayson.
Yeah. I was thinking possibly related to the Dick Grayson, who actually became Robin, Batman's sidekick. Just a thought there. Richard Grayson, like? Maybe not. Still, life continues. You see, that's another tapestry opens up there. And did you watch Eurovision?
I didn't know. I was literally plodding my way across London.
Still in the crowd in Twickenham, you know. The buzz would have been there. Final question, Joy.
Have you enjoyed hooking up with us today?
I have indeed, thank you.
And would you like to hear the Polish entry to Eurovision this year with We Are Slavic?
No, we wouldn't.
Yes. That's not a question.
It's a simple yes, no. Where, Anna, you're crucial in terms of deciding what takes us round to Penny Evans in Buxton, Derbyshire. Does she actually go with the Carpenters, or does she have Donatin and Cleo? It's your choice, Anna.
The Carpenters.
Really?
I'm an old-fashioned girl, me, yeah.
Good, because I don't think there was a song alongside them boobs.
I remember, it's not the Cheeky Girls. It was actually sort of an attempt to actually, as they said themselves in the interview, produce a post-ironic statement on Polish culture in the world today. Yes, that's right.
They were making a political point.
Which is one of the reasons why when they started off... And that's all we can actually have, because, you know, clearly Anna said no, you know, but that was like, yeah, you know, yeah, it's got, no. All right, well, all right, Carpenter's choice, yesterday once more, close to you, goodbye to love, or superstar. Where do you want to go, Anna?
Goodbye to love.
All right, with the air guitar thrown in as well. You know, no extra charge. 28 minutes past five here on Siren 107.3 FM. It's the Midweek Drive. I'll say goodbye. No one ever cared if I should leave. No, it couldn't do any more, and Mr. Computer decided it wasn't going to have any more to do with the Carpenters. Sorry if you're just doing the air guitar thing. That obviously just decided. Let's see. Oh yeah, you know. Let's come back now. Sometimes, Richard and Karen, you guys. I know, Karen, you're up in a different dimension. And I know you're excited that Penny Evans is coming up. But aren't we all? Yay! Penny Evans, how are you, Penny? Welcome
Hi,
to the show.
Good.
So you can actually slot in momentarily to the Phil Leonis feature and provide a few director's notes, really, because we normally, as you know, love your comments that you send in via Facebook and all the rest of the bits and pieces on a weekly basis. Well, we like having them featured, Penny, so it's fantastic. So you'll be joined now with Samantha Shelton also doing that side of things there. So what have you made of the programme so far, then?
Oh, well... Yeah, Anna made a heck of a good choice there. I love Carpenters, so...
Really? You mean honestly, you wouldn't have had...
No. No, but I tell you, actually, it was when my husband's 50th birthday, when we were sat in the pub when the Eurovision Song Contest was on, and we did hear bits of it, and then I checked it out on the internet, and I tell you who I absolutely loved, and it was Christina Scarlett from Moldova, because her song Wild Soul was very James Bond, and her voice is just amazing. And I'm now tweeting her. She got back to me and thanked me because I said she should have won.
This is it. Yep. We missed you on Saturday, Penny, because obviously it was about a year to the day when you came over to meet up with the Doctor Who crew, etc. Last Saturday, of course, it was Irving Finkel, I should say. Very easily confused. It's Finkel, not Vinkel. and Ollie, you were there. Did you think Irving did a good job with the arc?
Yeah, I wish he'd talked for longer, actually. Yeah. I felt like he was just getting into it, and then it stopped.
Photos on Facebook are actually those of Holly and Irving, not Holly and myself, just in case you think it's very, for any chronologically gifted. We'll pull them up on that sort of basis. But there we are. Life continues.
Did anyone record the time machine?
Tragically.
I would love to have seen
He's touring, though.
Yeah, but he is touring, and I think he actually goes to Buxton. I'm fairly sure.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll pull up the details with respect to that.
Send me the details.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll go and start hunting that down whilst Joy Knight actually quizzes you on how you became part of... Well, because after you did say it's your favourite brand of water, Joy, didn't you?
I do. I'm a bit partial to Buxton mineral water, although, of course, other mineral waters are available.
But ours is the best in the world.
It's beautiful, yeah. But Derbyshire is a beautiful part of the world, isn't it? My husband's
absolutely.
From Chesterfield, and he just loves going back to Derbyshire so he can take in the scenery there. It's really gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. And we actually have got glorious sunshine right now, which is unusual for Buxton because we're renowned for the rain. But no, we have got beautiful sunshine at the moment. I'm sat right by my window looking out, and it's just beautiful at the moment.
I've managed to find out that it's at the Arlington Arts Centre, it's at Cambridge, it's at Stafford, it's at Hull, it's at Wisbeach, Chelmsford, Hemel Hempstead, Halifax, Guildford, Eastbourne, Bristol, Wellingborough, Guildhall, oh, Derby Guildhall. Derby! It's Derby, Derby Live. Mansfield, it's at the Create Theatre in Mansfield on Friday the 18th of July, and wrapping up with the Landmark Theatre, Ilfracombe, on Thursday the 31st of July.
Never mind. No, I can't get to
this. Well, I enjoyed it. Holly
get in
didn't.
Your car. Go for a drive. Go on.
I'm glad
because
I love H.G. Wells, and that's one of my favourites, The Time Machine.
Well,
it's a really, really good book. But
yeah.
I personally found that his performance had more of an audiobook quality than a theatre performance.
Because he's a one man. I'd be curious to know how he can do The Time Machine as a one man. But it's Alex, can I just say your flatulence is unbelievable? Because we did not enter that song into the Eurovision Song Contest.
Did you not?
Yes, we entered it into the first one, the Song for Europe. Do you remember how we used to do that before the Euro?
It was a precursor. It could have been.
Never got near the Eurovision.
It's all right. It's understandable. Phil Leonis has just sent in a message. There isn't enough coffee in the world to actually wake me up in this morning. Nevertheless, the show must go on, and when the show is the midweek drive, you mentioned that on Siren FM.
He's listening now.
Exactly. It'll be able to restore him to the world in all its strange yet comic ways.
Well, I'm really looking forward to The Lady Killers. I've been following it all on the website and, on Facebook, and I am very much looking forward to that.
It is, of course, Penny, The Lady Killers. Pause.
I know, The Lady Killers. Yes, I am aware of that.
Critical stuff. See, Nikki Wells, if she's listening now, I was trying to press print on that computer.
Nikki.
Who knows what could happen. Rachel,
yes.
Fan of The Time Machine?
I do like Time Machine, yes. Good.
Fan of Song for Europe, the precursor to the Eurovision Song Contest?
Don't know.
Would you like to hear Penny Evans singing A Road That Leads to Nowhere?
Yes, I think we would.
It obviously was, wasn't it?
Newport or Wyoming, whatever. Joy Knight, what did you make of The Road That Leads to Nowhere?
You see, I think if you had picked a more positive title, like The Road That Leads to Success in Eurovision, you might have stood more of a chance.
I should have told you. It was actually my friend Phil Cotton, who's now in Spain, who composed that. Yeah, we should have changed the title. You're definitely right.
Joy was also suggesting possibly do a similar sort of routine as Jordan did when she was unsuccessful.
Probably not if she's unsuccessful, but maybe a bit of Book Spears, whip the skirt off, maybe that would do it.
I can do something like that.
Then were the glory days, weren't they,
Rachel.
Yes. Oh, it was good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
And Holly?
Yeah, I was bopping along.
I'm sure we'll be able to sell at least three more albums.
I'll let Phil know. Phil know what you said. Can I just say, I'm off to an open mic night tonight. I'm doing some a cappella songs, but I am looking for a pianist, if anyone's listening, local pianist or guitarist to accompany me, because I want to... unfortunately, the band I was in has fallen through, sadly, and I am looking for musicians. So can I just give my website out? www.penniesfromevan.co.uk.
There we go.
Sorry, .weebly.co.uk. Oh, gosh.
Don't say that again.
I think we might as well go for a take on that, actually, because we need three W's. So yeah, let's go with that. Three W's start off with the usual thing. You probably don't actually need it. In fact,
no.
Let's see if I can actually... And then we've got pennies, as in P-E-N-N-I-E-S?
Y-S.
You see, this is the critical side of things. So that's Y-S. And then what have we got after that? Pennies.
From Evan. That's all one word.
From Evan. All one word.
All one word.
Let's see if the magical thing will work now as I talk off microphone, which is not good. So it's, we've got pennies from... And then we've got Evan. It's an E-V-A-N.
E-V-A-N, yeah.
E-V-A-N.
Dot Weebly.
Ooh. Let's just see where we actually get through it from that. So, I'll tell you what, we'll have a look at it in between.
Let's look later.
Rachel, talk to Penny whilst I try and pull up her Weebly site.
Oh. Well, what are you up to this week then, Penny? Anything exciting?
Well, my husband's just turned 50 and we're off to Italy. Sorrento for a week. And I've never been to Sorrento, but had a honeymoon in Venice. And
I've always
wanted to go to Sorrento as well. So, because it's his 50th, I'm sort of treating him with my parents now.
I think we will say happy birthday to Penny's husband. What do you think?
I will
pass on a two, a three.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, exactly. Happy birthday, Penny.
I'll play the podcast to him when he gets in.
What's his name?
Sorry?
What's his name?
Pete.
Happy birthday, Pete.
Pete, you see, I married him because then I could get the stage name, Penny's from Evan. Penny Evans, you see.
You could have just changed your name, couldn't you, by Deepole?
No. That's the only reason I married him, to get a good stage name. Okay. No.
And that's why Derbyshire folk are just that little bit wacky.
It's amazing.
Could I possibly plug a friend of mine's novel,
yes,
which is in America?
Go.
Right, she's in Colorado. Her name is Joan Simeotti, Italian surname. And it's called Miner's Pass, and it's about a man in Denver who lost everything that mattered to him, so he moves to Colorado with his faithful dog. And after he crashes his car down a mountain, he meets a highly spirited woman and her friends who live in the town of Miner's Pass and learns to find happiness again. However, her past is entwined.
Penny, we haven't got time for the full plot line. It's okay.
We don't need to get the book now. We know the story.
Exactly. Spoiler alert. Yeah, let's just say it's called Miner's Past. It's by Joe
Simeone. Miner's Past. And you can get it on Amazon.com.
And it's by Joe Simeone.
Joan Simeone. I proofread her first draft and contributed to it.
Amazing. It's fantastic. Holly, last two questions for Penny. Otherwise, we'll have to sort of move on to all sorts of things. Go, Holly.
Have you had a nice chat with us today?
I've had a lovely chat. Thank you very much.
And would you like to come back?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, any time. Yes, very much.
Very good to see you down in New Orleans, man. Yeah, Harry. Yeah, yeah.
Album Venus and Mars, Paul McCartney, Denny Lane, and the late Linda McCartney with Wings, and Listen to What the Man Said. Proving that some of my earlier teaching went down extremely well with respect to linguistics, we had a little update from Samantha Sheldon, which said, have you got Outback Carpenters? It's fantastic, it's genius. Have you got Outback Carpenters? Almost, you know, to the ultimate scenario there, Sam, formerly Samantha Massingham, now Samantha Sheldon, now making a debut on the Midweek Drive after she spent a lot of time collecting requests at James Cook University Hospital. It was South Cleveland Hospital in Middlesbrough, Teesside, working with me on a station called South Cleveland Hospital Radio, which eventually became Southside Broadcasting. Samantha, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Well, delighted to have you back on the programme after a gap of, well, you don't want to say how many years, etc. But you've been listening to the programme, you've been catching up with folk from there. What have you made of what you've heard so far? Because Joy has to leave us in a few moments.
I've enjoyed it very much. It's been very informative.
Yeah. Joy, you could throw in a few questions about how I was, because it was wasn't quite my first teaching, right?
Biology.
Yeah.
What was Alex like at teaching biology? Did he get dodgy pictures out?
Joy. whoa.
Of Polish women.
But she did see a video of me dissecting a rat, I believe.
Oh.
But you know, in terms of, so what why have you actually become one of our contributors from? Is it Mansfield you're based in, Sam?
Yeah, at the minute, yeah.
Right. Okay, that's fine.
I moved from Middlesbrough about nine years ago.
All the greats from Middlesbrough to Mansfield. It's like Bury St Edmunds en route. It's fantastic. all those wonderful things. And today, Sam, very important day because you were doing some driving lessons, were you not?
I was.
Yeah.
I've been driving since August and I still can't do it.
Well, how long did it take you to actually drive the control desk behind a radio station?
Not as long as it took me to drive.
There we are, you see. And that's a big message, though, you know, in terms of, you know, keep it simple, right, it'll work well.
There was something on the radio this morning about a Google car that can drive itself, so if you wait a few more years, you can just get one of those.
Oh, I might have to do that as well. Just wait for something to drive me.
Or failing that, pay Holly some significant sums to actually be a chauffeur. Sorry, Holly. That's a key thing. It's a thought forward. Holly, any questions you want to put to Sam Vantha about life, the universe, and anything really? Because I mean, if memory serves, she had an opinion on most things. But before that, of course, Joy, you've got to go and see one of our friends, Nicholas Parsons.
I've got to go. So very exciting. Samantha, it was lovely to talk to you, and hopefully I'll get to talk to you again at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you'll be coming back very soon, I hope.
Very soon, yes, but now I'm going.
Joy Knight has returned, and now after 50 minutes, she's taking off her headphones and she's heading off to say happy trails.
Bye.
There you are.
Bye.
Joy Knight saying goodbye. It's a wonderful scenario and adventure, etc. So, Holly, the interviewing mantle is now yours for at least 2 minutes before we have our regular Michelle Monroe feature.
I'm interested in the driving, actually. What is it that you don't like about driving, then?
Share with us, Sam. This is time to
help. I just, like, get really anxious before my lessons and stuff. It doesn't come natural to me. I just, like, really hate it.
One of my dear friends actually told me that if you do anything with confidence, driving-wise, it works with everything, doesn't it, really? But if you do something with confidence on the road, even if you've done it wrong, other cars would rather drive round you than hit you. So it doesn't really matter. Not that that's advice that everyone should take.
Have confidence, Samantha Sheldon. That's what we say. Have confidence.
It's easy to say, though. I've had two lessons and it terrifies me. Terrifies me. I hate it.
So you've had two lessons,
I've
Rachel.
Had two lessons.
Okay.
Just two. And I was like, oh, God. And then
and
I was
how,
like...
how close together were these two lessons?
Pretty close together, so I've had two and my little brother's now learning. But my excuse was, well, I'm going to uni. I can't afford it. But I'm going to have to start learning again soon and it's frightening.
Do you think that age has got anything to do with about, like, learning to drive? The older you are, the harder it is.
Sam, first thing, we get old on the Madrid Driver. We get more chronologically gifted. So I just want to correct on that one to start off with. I don't know. I mean, Rachel, you're 21 now?
It's 21.
Yes. 21, yeah. Don't worry about it. It's just, remember, it is a machine that can kill people, of course. But, you know,
thanks.
Most of my, no, I mean, Holly,
it's a hairdryer if you put it in a bath, I don't know.
Exactly. my point exactly, Holly. So how did you make it, Holly? How did you? Because how old were you when you actually got your driving?
18.
Okay, right. So reasonable for that. I mean, I was 22, so it was fair enough. But
I started when I was 18. It was a 18th birthday present.
Right.
But yeah, so it took me about 9 months, I think, overall.
And mirror signal manoeuvre. You know, and be positive. End of the end products. I'm thinking already here. So what stage are you at, Samantha? I mean, have you just started? Are you going through a whole... I mean, what's the procedure? If we actually get a timeline out now, if we get our sort of global listeners to actually turn around and say, right, we want to find out how long it's going to take you to get this whole thing sorted.
I've been taking driving lessons now for 9 months. And now
See, have faith.
9 months is just a teeny, teeny, weeny setup there, basically. It's maybe 95 years, and we could be talking about that. But 9 months, it's easy. It's fine. And why do you wish to learn to drive, Samantha? Why do you wish to add to the carbon footprint? You know, why do you wish to actually create all these problems with respect to pollution, etc.? What's the point?
Well, I work in security, and I would like to do festivals and things like that. So to do that, I've got to drive...
This is true. Yeah.
Stuff.
Samantha Sheldon in security. Secure Samantha Sheldon. It's very good. It's excellent. We didn't find out what she was doing. It could have been a random sort of solo. No, it's fine. So what exactly in security do you do, Sam? Or can you not say?
I can't say. I do static security. security at the moment, but I've done like club doors and events and stuff like that.
I never saw you actually when I talked to you as a media person, as a static security person, but it's fantastic.
Why not?
I just don't know. It's not a sexist thing. I just, you know, it's an interesting thing. Mind you, she was always feisty and still has maintained that. It's very good. Sam, it's been fantastic touching base with your good self. We have to, I mean, have you enjoyed the show? And can we rely on you to become a regular kind of Facebook contributor and friend of the show and listener to the show?
You can.
Well, I think that's pretty good. You know, that deserves a driving test. Take a round of applause for Samantha Sheldon.
Yay!
Rachel, last two questions, please.
Right, my last two questions. So have you enjoyed your time on the show today?
I have very much, thank you.
Yeah, and would you like to join us again sometime?
I would, thank you.
Yeah. Maybe when you drive, you can actually drive over... Is it Mansfield?
Yeah.
From Mansfield to Lincoln. There we are, you see? Oh. Yeah, that could be your challenge. That could be your sort of routine. That's why we're going with... yeah, exactly. Samantha Sheldon will return. Hurrah! Who's gonna tell you when?